Hi, I'm Danny.
Hi, I'm Ruchi.
And welcome to the Marvel Saga.
In this podcast, we'll be talking about upcoming from Marvel films that have been announced so far.
So get comfortable while we give you all the information you'll need to know about upcoming Marvel movies. Grammarly is here for you everywhere, whether it's applying for a job or college. Grammarly is here to help. Grammarly makes your sentences easier to read and less wordy. Grammarly's cutting-edge technology helps you craft compelling, understandable writing that makes an impact on the reader. Try Grammarly today and see your writing change for the better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Marvel Saga with Ruchi and Danny. In today's episode, we will be talking about upcoming movies such as Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Eternals, Spider-Man No Way Home, the Hawkeye series, and Ms. Marvel. This is our first episode, so hello everyone who is listening in. In every episode, we will have the same format. Each episode, we will discuss the new Marvel movies and the history of Marvel to help you understand so that when you go and see the movies in the theater, you will know the background story, such as in the comics and previous movies, to understand better and have a more enjoyable experience. Black Panther Wakanda Forever is our first movie. It is about how Wakanda goes up against its neighboring country, Atlantis.
But, like, Atlantis is underwater.
It's not really a neighboring country, but Google said it was neighboring. It's more of like an up and down neighboring country.
What does that mean?
Like, Wakanda is on land, and Atlantis is underwater, so they're like kind of...
They're under Wakanda?
They could be.
Like...
We don't know enough about this movie, so we're just kind of guessing here.
Yeah, but, like, Wakanda, like, when you look around it, like, we've seen a whole sky thing of it. It's not next to water. Maybe a lake. You telling me Atlantis is under a lake?
Okay, look, we don't know because Wakanda, again, it's a hidden place.
Yeah. So, is Atlantis hidden? Is that the reason we can't find Atlantis? Because it's hidden?
Never know. Wakanda could be a real thing.
We would never know.
We wouldn't know. But there is a villain, and he's an aquatic creature from Atlantis. His name is Namor. Namor is after the vibranium, which is like every other...
Everyone is after it.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be? It's kind of the strongest metal, except for Thor's hammer.
Who's just a star, practically.
Yeah, but we can't compare Thor to...
Because that's, like, space stuff. Like, this is the strongest metal on Earth. They specifically say that.
Yeah.
They're like, it's the strongest metal on Earth.
So, yeah, I find it pretty cool that everyone's after... the vibranium and I don't understand.
Comics, the new gods as kind of like a spiritual follow-up, he said. I don't even know how Marvel like accepted that because like DC and Marvel are like known rivals.
Yeah, because like
I know in the contract for Marvel. Sorry, I like interrupted you, but I know for like in the contract for like Marvel actors, like they can't act in DC movies.
I mean, yeah, because they're rebels. Because, look, like, there's many DC, like, famous, like, superheroes, like, Batman, Superman.
Wonder Woman, Flash.
Exactly. There's, like, many famous ones. And then there's, like, Marvel, where there's, like, Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Thor. There's, like, those famous ones. So they're, like, up against each other.
Because DC is going to be more famous. And I'm pretty sure DC is older than Marvel, but I'm pretty sure Marvel is more.
But if you remember, as, like, little kids, we didn't really know about Marvel stuff. We only knew, like, Superman and Batman.
I only knew Superman. As little kids, Superman and Batman is, like, DC is better to watch because it doesn't swear as much and it doesn't have as much violence and like guns and stuff.
Especially DC has a lot more animated stuff.
Yes. And we knew Batman and Superman and Marvel. Like they swear, they have gun violence. They have all these different types of things. And DC just had Superman.
Exactly. So it's like a back and forth thing.
I would say for kids, DC is more popular. Adults and teenagers, Marvel is because of all the stuff I mentioned.
Yeah. You can continue with
that. Okay. The Eternals runtime is about 2 hours. No, it isn't about. It is 2 hours and 37 minutes, making it the second longest Marvel runtime, like, so far.
I don't know if I want it to be that long, because the another thing is, they don't even show the superpowers of the people until the end.
No, they show it, I think they show it after, like, about 2 hours and 30 minutes in, which is already about half of the movie.
No, 2 hours and 30 minutes, the movie's...
I mean an hour and 30 minutes, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Which is already about, like, half of the movie. Okay.
So.
And it will be released November 5th, 2021.
Hello, Peter.
Spider-Man No Way Home is about how Peter Parker, we all know Peter Parker. If you don't, just Google Peter Parker.
He's had movies for the past 2 decades starring Andrew Garfield, Tom, whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Holland and Tom whatever.
Yeah. If you're like 10 and above, you know who Peter Parker is. So, yeah. But in Spider-Man Far From Home, we did see Peter Parker's identity get revealed, like, in the end credit scene. And in this new movie is how he, like, he's getting hunted by the media and the government.
Tobey Maguire, that's his name.
Okay. He gets, like, hunted by the media and the government because he did kill Mysterio, and that did get leaked. And he ends up asking Doctor Strange, who is in another Avenger... And I'm quoting Doctor Strange because...
Like, she's doing air quotes.
Right? Yeah. Because I don't believe that's Doctor Strange. Because the multiverse was introduced. And there's, in fact, like...
And he's not going to put everyone else's life in danger because Doctor of
Strange,
one kid.
Doctor Strange is, like, the most smartest person in the whole Marvel universe.
Yeah, and he's not going to put anyone in... He's not going to put one, like, everyone else in danger... Just because of a 17-year-old.
Exactly. But he surprisingly accepts to help him. But Peter, like, he doesn't...
Even with his best friend, Wong, telling him, don't do that spell,
exactly.
It's dangerous.
Exactly. But Peter doesn't know that Dr. Strange has to erase, like, every single person's memory, including his best friend, Ned, and his girlfriend, MJ, which is, like... Peter doesn't want that. He wants them to know that he's...
He wants those two people to remember.
But it doesn't make sense. He could just tell them again. It's only two people.
Yeah.
It's not like he needs to tell 100 people.
But he doesn't want to... But he wants to keep the same experiences he's had with them.
Well, isn't it like Dr. Strange is, like, erasing, like, every memory, not just, like, the Spider-Man memory?
Yeah, they won't know Peter exists.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, they're not just gonna erase Spider-Man. They're gonna erase that Peter ever existed from anyone's memory.
Yeah. And
Aunt May, MJ, Peter Parker, his teachers, everyone.
Happy. Oh,
happy.
God, happy.
Oh gosh, happy.
Happy has, like, no one.
Happy has no one anymore. If he loses Peter. Okay.
Okay, that's gonna make me cry. So we're gonna stop talking about that. But Dr. Strange, he messes up the spell and. He gets Peter and everyone else in danger. So there's that. That was bound to happen.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man movie almost never happened because of, like, the financial dispute between Disney and Sony Pictures. Which is, like, Spider-Man was owned by Sony. And it still is.
It is still owned by Sony. They had an agreement in 2016, I'm pretty sure, or 2015, where they were like, hey, we want Spider-Man in our next movie. And they were like, no, we have to have an agreement. It's kind of like a divorced parents agreement.
Oh.
Like, they share custody of a child.
Yeah. So, like,
Venom and Spider-Man
are, like, shared custody.
Which Venom is the villain of Spider-Man in the comics. So that kind of makes sense.
Oh, and another thing is, Venom is going to be in this new movie.
Well, we think.
We think. Because of the end credits
scene
in Venom,
yeah.
Venom Let There Be Carnage, the end credits scene showed that he was going to be in this movie. It's not confirmed, so.
But we can, like, assume confidently.
Yeah. The runtime of the movie is 2 hours and 30 minutes. It gets released in theaters December 17th, 2021. State Farm offers everyone great rates. State Farm is the best insurance for your home and car. State Farm never gives markdowns. It's just surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is here.
You're a Hawkeye!
The Hawkeye series is about Clint Barton and takes place after the events of Endgame when he finally gets his family back. But during Endgame, he leads a criminal life, and now it has caught up to him. He is also being hunted by Yelena Belova, who appears in Black Widow as Natasha's sister and is played by Florence Pugh. In the show, he will be co-starring Hailee Steinfeld playing Kate Bishop, who is kind of like a mini him.
Yeah, he's not his daughter.
He's not the daughter.
It's not her daughter. She is like a younger girl version of Hawkeye.
Yeah, she wants to like be an amazing archer like him. Yeah. She's not his daughter. She's not his biological daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. The Hawkeye comic book, the series is based off, was the most highly acclaimed comic book in the decade. Which is crazy because there was a lot of comic books.
Especially DC and Marvel because...
Yeah, so the fact that that was the most highly acclaimed one means it's good.
Yeah.
It has to be good. There will be 6 episodes in the total of this show. And every episode will be about 45 minutes. So, the total runtime is about 4 hours and 30 minutes. And it will be released on Disney Plus on November 24th, 2021.
I'm not what you think I am.
Miss Marvel is about a girl named Kamala who struggles to fit in, but it gets harder when she gets struck with a Terranium bomb?
I don't even know. I've never heard of that bomb before.
Yeah, like, it's not even the bomb Carol Danvers gets struck with.
Yeah, we know that. Because she has super, like, the different superpowers.
Yeah, so we don't know where this bomb comes from, but, yeah. But she gains superpowers, and she can stretch her limbs and shapeshift. She also idolizes Carol Danvers, also known as Captain Marvel, who was this pilot, like, the background of the movie Captain Marvel that she is from, Carol Danvers is, like, a pilot, like, a normal human pilot. But then while she's flying to go, like, save some things, she gets hit with a bomb type thing. I forgot what it's called, but it gives her powers, and it kind of, like, erases her memory or something. Would you say it kind of erased her memory?
It kind of did. But then she realized that...
Well, then she got taken to this planet called Kree, where she thought she was a Kree person, and then she realized the truth and stuff with the help of Nick Fury. And she's like, hey, I'm not a Kree person. I need to, like, find who I am or whatever. And then she's like, everyone here is bad. And then she goes back to the Kree planet. And the runtime... I don't believe they've started filming for this year, or very little filming, so the runtime is to be announced, and it will be released 2022. Thank you for listening to our podcast. See you in the next episode.
Bye!